Geniza is the old-fashioned definition of Geniza, as you'll see in a moment.
These are the second supplemental booklet, okay? And what you should do with, if you want to be as up-to-date as possible, is take off the first two pages on the present supplemental booklet that you have, because I have an updated...
Or if you don't have it.
Or if you don't have it, just have this. Because this booklet has an updated outline. Does that make... You follow what I'm saying? The booklet that you have now, it's really fantastic, but it's not the latest up-to-date outline that we have, okay? So you might want to do... That's what I mean by Geniza. You put that... Once upon a time, that's what Geniza... That's what when people meant to put into Geniza, is like to put it away. That's not the final maskanas. Probably the final maskanas will change once they learn with you. But so those are the two booklets. So in Sach HaKol, at the end of the day, we have two booklets. One booklet that is part of the first half of Shir is one that starts, you take off the top two pages and you put in Geniza. It starts with the Sefer Yerayim.
That was mine.
Okay? That starts with the Sefer Yerayim. And then you have the second booklet, which has the cover sheet, which is the, of course, has become our outline, which is the maskana that we have from, as of this moment, as of 3:10. It'll probably change as we learn together, but as of now, that's our maskana. There might not be enough. I apologize in advance. There might not be enough. Maybe every table shear. It might not be enough. Baruch Hashem, shear's grown. So, of course, we'll make copy afterwards. But for those who want to have the outline in front of them and to have those Maror Mekomos.
So this is shear 5. It's supposed to be shear 5.
This is shear 5, correct. This is shear 5. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're up to, for shir number 5, we're up to the halachos of bedika during the onas haveses. Din bedika ba'onas haveses v'im over vesta v'lo bodka. Will the Gemara, as we have on our outline for number 4, is a Gemara we've already made reference to before on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we will see the Gemara through the eyes of the Tur and the Beis Yosef, and of course, then get to the poskim and Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha l'maisa. Previously, the Tur had been discussing those women who, for whatever reason, we don't expect them to have their period. For example, a mu'beres, a menika, and isha shayis nechves b'machva. Those are women that their vestos have changed. Emir Hashem will conclude today's shiur discussing those women whose status have changed. And the Mechaber writes, the Tur writes the following, V'daf gahani, avokol isha da'alma shi'igia vesta, this is kuf bei dalet test, but all women who their vesta have arrived, v'lo batka, asura achetivdok, they're prohibited to their husband until they do a bedika, umiu im batka achakach, umatza tahora, tahora, but if they do a bedika afterwards, and it turns out that it's tar, then that's fine. Since at the end of the day, the Veses doesn't give her chazaka that she's Asura, so we could assume that she is okay, that there's nothing to be concerned about. Now, of course, the simple pshat of the Sugya, as we saw last week from Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, is at the end of the day, once we say Vestos are Derabbanan, so then in such a case, there's room to assume that the Torah is not going to be machmir in such a thing, and even though her vestas passed, we don't have to be machmir. There's another question, and the other question is, what will her halacha be in regards to doing a bedika? So here, the halacha is going to come out, that even though bidieved, if her vestas passes, there is room to say that she's tahora because vestos derabbanan. Nevertheless, there's going to be a requirement for bedika. That the Beis Yosef brings out in Dibra Maschil Umiu im Botka Acharkach. Says the Beis Yosef, Umiu Botka Acharkach Matzatora Tahora. I forgot the Chazak Orach Bezmanu Bo. lo machzikinon lo avadet. May a hilchach and batku matza torah torah. For kasafti v'sam gepulksa tanoi diplugu milsa. Masha locha kamanu mitar. V'garsin and suva perakol yad itma. Isha sheish aves v'yisha aveska lo batku v'sof batka. Amarav batku matza tmeya tmeya matza torah torah. Ushmol amar fil batku matza torah tmeya pnei sharkos vanu bav. Ukrav nachmar yitzok puksayu b'vestas. The Rav saw vestas to Rabban, Shmuel saw vestas to Raisa. V'yodua da aloha k'rab basuri v'chein pasku atos v'chein pasku all of the Rishonim. So here the Rishonim say that in such a case, if she checked, she's going to be tar. Why would there be a requirement to check? Maybe one would argue that there shouldn't be a requirement to check at all. So the answer is, alichatchila on the level of midrabanan, we say that even though minatora she's not tmeya, there still is going to be a requirement to check. Notice the lashon of the tour. The tour's lashon is asura ad shetivdok. She's going to be asur until she checks. Issue is that she's going to be entirely asur until she checks. Not asur min haTorah, but asur midrabanan. What happens if it takes a while for her to check? What happens if it's not so quick? She doesn't check right away. So we're going to see that the Shach has a major discussion about that. How do we look at such a woman? Before we see the Shach and the Mechaber in the Psak of the Halacha, let's take a look at how the Beis Yosef quotes an outlying Shita, which is going to be important. The Beis Yosef goes on, Va'af el pisha kasa b'shem yireim, pirish reb zera dehecha debat ka'atzma shir veses, samuch levesta pirish miyad, b'ha kamarav Torah Torah, Avolim ichra achra vesas afil matzah tahora temeya devestos doraisa. So Beis Yosef says there is a dissenting view. The dissenting view is the Urayim, and the Urayim is of the opinion that if you miss the time, if you don't do it immediately after, during that period of the Ona, so then in such a case we have to be machmir, because at the end of the day, we're choshesh the vestos are doraisa. So the Beis Yosef says the following. The Beis Yosef says, "Pirush samchu aleim kilu heim doraisa darach bizman haba." So according to the Urayim, the halacha is she's going to be tmeya. So what we're going to have is the Shach is going to have to deal with the following problem. There are going to be a few topics that we're going to discuss within number one of Din Bedika Ba'onas Havestos. Number one is, as we saw, the way the Torah comes out, even though you didn't have to come out this way, because Vestos are Rabbanan, the halach is Asura Ad Shetivdok. However, do we say that she has to do Bedika immediately, and otherwise, if she didn't, then how do you know that she missed the Dam? How do you know that she missed the Dam? So here, the Beis Yosef quotes that the Urayim is going to be Machmir. Let's take a look at how we fear ice, how this is developed in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Kuf Pei Dalet Siftas, the Mechaber writes the following: Shear Noshim Tzrichos Bedika Kishia Geya Aveses Av Aveses V'lo Batka V'lo Argisha Torah V'lo Bedika. We mentioned that there's a lot of room to say that she's tar even without a Bedika. The Gra claims that this is the Sheet of Tosas on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Alech. However, V'yeshom Shasura Ad Shetivdok Im Yesh Aveses Kavua Oshu Yom Shloshim. Now for Svardim it could be that there's room to be Mekel, because it's a Stam V'yesh Omrim. However, for Ashkenazim, V'hochi Nog, the Chumrah is to do a Bedika, and she's Asura Ad Shetivdok, within the position of the Ramah. So now we have a question of who do we paskin like. The Beis Yosef himself follows that conceptual possibility that we had started out with the Vestos Derabbanan. Fine, you have to be choshesh, you have to be parish. But if you didn't check, you're not going to assume that there was blood. Even the Din Derabbanan just says that you have to be choshesh, v'meichi teisi, that there was blood. Nevertheless, we follow like those Rishonim that say Asura Ad Shetivdok. You could argue that there's a lot of room from the Mashmos of the Gemara of Asura Ad Shetivdok. And at the end of the day, that is the Psak in Ashkenaz. But what happens if it took a while for her to check? So writes the Shach in Sivkotan Chav Gimel, Kasa Beis Yosef, Mashos HaPoskim Dafilu Ichra Zman Kama Achra Veses, Kima Shabatku Matza Tehira Tehira. That the halachi is that even if it took time, she is tar. Vabach Posak Diyesh HaHachmir. The Bach says that you should be Machmir Kimaskonas HaMordechi B'Shem Re'em, ukisefer atruma ukagol sharidura b'shem smak didapke vodkatma miyad lacher vesa tov shir vesas. Only if she checks herself within the shir vesas, avalobot katoch hazman, that from the Gemara is not clear that she's going to be Torah. If you look up again, going back to that Gemara that we made reference to in the past on Tezayin Amar Al. Aval pishla, achakach bot katmo matzah Torah tmeya, v'chazok orach bezman above enough falar. So maybe the Gemara is only saying, bot katmo matzah Torah tahora is when she did it within the Shir Veses. But if she doesn't do it within the Shir Veses, then the halacha is going to be different. So what comes out is a very important shayla lemaisa. The Shach brings down 2 days, the Avreichim HaYikarim, were being mefalfel. What happens? How do you read a shach when the shach brings starts out being mekel and then he quotes machmir? So how did the shach paskin? That's not so clear. So that's an open question of what the shach shita was. He definitely gives the a litany of positions who are machmir.
Didn't we say that the shach was like the bach is machmir? I thought we said
that in seder. You're holding my words to me in seder, but isn't that a sugya? Eishes ishoim retoheran tmeani v'achat tachon retoherani. You're trying to catch me what I said in seder.
No, because
I barely remember what I had for lunch today. So, yeah,
go ahead.
The kunis hakasa is mashma that it's b'chumah. Yafemot. Okay, so. Rabbi Yonatan Tain is, if you take a look in the Nekudas HaKes, Mashal Shach comes out l'chumra. Maybe I just want to be Mekel. Okay. Now I'm in trouble. Shach wants to be Mekel. So in regards to this question, the placey is Mekel. And I want to point out that every word is Meduyak. Every word is Meduyak. If you take a look at the placey, it seems to me that it's a mistake in the old editions of the Crazy Placey. This on the top it says Tferes Yisrael. The Tferes Yisrael was the grandson of the Crazy Placey. He was, of course, the Rebbe of Yenison. You know how we call him, the Rebbe of Yenison? It's always good to throw in a little bit of Jewish history also. Rabbi Yenison Abishitz. Rabbi Yenison Abishitz was maligned that Chas v'Chalila he was a false Mashiachist. So I think when I was a child, my rabbeim used to refer to him as the Rebbe of Yonason as a way of confirming that we didn't accept the Lashon Hara about Rebbe Yonason Abishitz, not one iota. So the Rebbe of Yonason, we're going to make reference to his Einikel, the Tferes Yisrael. For some reason, in the old edition, it seems to me a mistake. They have Tferes Yisrael on the top. It's true, that's his grandson, but it's all the way in the back of the sefer, not over here. This is the placey, as far as I know. It's the place that someone could check out in the new edition to be sure. I have the new edition at home, but I haven't been home in a couple of days. So I have the old edition in my office. So I think this is the place. It's a mistake. It's the Tveris Yisrael. And the Rabbi Yonason Abishitz rejects the chumrah of the Shach. And he says, if you take a look at Velo Yadati, at Os Yud Aleph, towards the bottom, he quotes the whole discussion that we just raised. And he says, "V'lo yadati maro abach lahachmir b'zeh desof kolsof kulei alam modim shu derabbanan." Everybody holds it's derabbanan. So number one, he says, at the end of the day, it's derabbanan. Therefore, you could be mekel if, for whatever reason, it took a while for it to check. And maybe we could jump ahead halacha lemaisa. That is halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. If the woman took a while to check, but she checks, she's asura achetivdok. But when she checks, she's going to be tar. But stronger, the placey plays the Yireim himself. In other words, the Shach had used the Yireim to be Machmir, right? So says the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason like this, second line into Yud Aleph, Didas ha'hi svirulei, the hadam rabzera dekule alma vestos da'araisa, ein ha'kavona legamri da'araisa, rak echmiruba ke'shel Torah. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonason argues even the Shita Reb Zera, who says Kulei Alma Vestos is Daraisa, he never meant Vestos Daraisa Mamish, but rather what he meant is that we're noeik as if it's Daraisa. Okay, it's quite a chiddush. It's a wild chiddush. Rabotai, I want to share with you something that's misameyach. Take a look at the photocopy, the first page, the Yireim himself, the source of the one who is Oster. The one who says that you're going to be machmir, at the end of the day, you have to be choshe, shvestas, deraisa, and we're going according to Reb Zeira, and therefore if there's no bedika, you have to be machmir. Take a look at the Reim himself. Two lines from the top. Upirish Reb Zeira, de'echa debat ka'atma kishir, levesta, pirish midi, behadakam rav de tartova, aechra, achra vesas, afilu tar, tame devestas deraisa, perush, samchinon alayu. Again, not all the Talmidim have the booklet. The first book. Oh, very good. That's my enough. Every word's meduyik. Peres samchina alayu kilu hein doraisa dorach bezman haba. So when the Shach is quoting Yerayim, who says that you have to be machmir, the Yerayim himself did not mean to say that we paskin that is doraisa, and therefore for sure you're going to have to be machmir. All he said it was kilu, it's ki'ilu, it's doraisa. So therefore he holds that you have to be noeg luchomer. It's a big difference in the formulation. Rav Yaakov adds, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef himself, when he quotes the Yerayim, ki'ilu, it's a doraisa. How did the Shach say it? Yeah, the Shach didn't, he didn't focus on the fact that kilu doraisa. So that's what the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison is pointing out. At the end of the day, even the Yerayim, even the way you read Rebbe Zeira, is machmir that it was a chumra kilu it's doraisa. So the Yerayim himself was being machmir. So it's a das yachid. So at the end of the day, the place he is. Mekor, Bionatan, you don't want to give up.
I'm sorry, the Beis Yosef says exactly, I thought, what Rebbe was saying.
Yes, that's what I just said.
He says that
it's some that's exactly it. That was Rabbi Yaakov's point. Okay. That if you look back in the Beis Yosef himself quoted the Urim like that. However, when you see the later Achron quote that the Urim is Machmir, then every word in the Beis Yosef is Meduyak, and therefore, the Minug is to be Mekil, and we pointed out in the back of our photocopies, over here we have the Chochmas Adam, the last page of the first booklet. You have the Chochmas Adam, which is mashma in, as we said, in Simin Kuf Chet Sivtes. The Chochmas Adam is mashma that we are makel in such an instance that even if it took her a time to do bedika, of course, lechatchila she should try to do a bedika during that period of time during the Onas Aveses. But we will follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. It's Asura Ad Shetivdok. Once she does the Bedika, however, that's going to be fine. Now, there is a big discussion in the Poskim, which I was unsure, and that's the reason why we had a second gear. So one of the reasons we had a second booklet is whether to discuss it now or not, and I decided, look, we're learning so well together, Baruch Hashem, so let's do it already now, is that this discussion, one could argue, is only talking about a woman who has a Veses Kavua. What about a woman with a Veses She'ena Kavua? So I did not put down in the Mara Mekomos, but you could all follow. Take a look at the tour. It's really connected to this topic, so I decided to jump in the tour. Take a look in the tour in Kuf Pei Dalid, Tes Beis. The way the tour concludes this simon, he quotes a Rajba. We're going to then see a discussion of how to read the Rajba vis-a-vis our Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we're continuing on now the topic of a woman who, up until now we've been discussing a woman who has a Veses Kavua. What happens if you have a woman with a Veses She'ena Kavua? For example, maybe she doesn't have to do a Bedika at all during her own Veses. I could read that the Gemara says Zayin Amar Aleph was only talking about a woman with a Veses Kavua. So the Beis Yosef already in our previous tour makes reference to this, but let's see it in the tour himself, in the primary text, in Kuf Pei Dalet, the last sif in the tour. And this happens often, that the tour jumps around. Based on, the tour was very much coupled to his great father, so he builds the halachos based on the Rush. So he follows the system of the Rush. Every once in a while, at the end of the simon, the tour in the Beis Yosef will say, there's an important Rajma in the Torah Sabayis. Often the Rajma in the Torah Sabayis is malakates everything at the end. He was the Mishnah Brura once upon a time. So after you finish the whole sugya, so then I opened with some of the Avrechim, you should open up the Rajma in the Torah Sabayis. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sefer. So many times there are things that are unclear. Open up the Rajma in the Torah Sabayis. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. And it's the Rajma. It's not a liquid sefer. It's the great Rajba, and he does such a beautiful job. So every once in a while, what will happen is, at the end of the simon, we'll get this. But the tour will throw in things in the end. and the Beis Yosef. It happens to be, we're going to come back, there are some very important lamdusha comments within this Beis Yosef, which I'm going to get to become very, very important in Halacha L'maaseh Siman Kuf Pei Vav. So these lines, eventually we're going to have to revisit. We'll revisit them in the Beis Yosef, but now let's do it in the Torah. Says the Torah, because of Od, the Rashba also wrote, he's making reference to the Rashba, this is the last five lines of Kuf Pei Dalet, Yesh Lo Veses, Shelo Kavaso Adayin Shalosh Pamin, Vu Pachos Me'ona Benis, Kigon Sherasa Me'etzim V'chamishu Kiyotzev Zeh, Afal pi shelo bodka, kivan shelo hirgisha bedam tahora below bedika. So the Torah here quotes the Rashba that says that this that we learned in our opening remarks, that a woman who doesn't do a bedika, even though Vestos the Rabbanan, she's asura achetivdok, and you had the chumra of the Urayim and the Shakla say that she's going to be asur if she doesn't do it right away. All of that discussion is only by a woman with a Veses Kavua. But a woman with a Veses Sheina Kavua who's prior to her own Abainanis, prior to her own Abainanis, so let's just put out what an own Abainanis, we're going to do it well, but you and Bezer Hashem. An own Abainanis, of course, is the Shach tells us in Sif Katan Beis in our Simen, that a woman who doesn't have a steady period, in other words, a woman who does not have a Veses Kavua, her time that she normally sees is 30 days. How you understand that will be ma'ayin into later on, but it's 30 days. So a woman who has a Ves Sheina Kavus, let's say for example she saw twice, one on the 26th and the other on the 24th, so that woman, when it comes to the 26th day, afal pi shelo batka, even though she didn't do a bedika, kiman shelo regisha bedam, tahora below zika, she's tahora without a bedika. Some Mefarshim understand that what the Torah is quoting from the Rashba is that there's no requirement of her to do a bedika at all. That in our Simen, the only our Sif, in Sif Tes and Shulchan Aruch, that we saw that there's a requirement to do a bedika would be one of two cases. Either it's a woman who has a Veses Kavua, or a Veses Sheina Kavua on her own Abainanis. On her own Abainanis. But otherwise, she doesn't have to do a bedika. So if you take a look at the second booklet, the Badei HaShulchan quotes two opinions over here on the first page after the layout. The how do you describe it? What's the outline? That's what it is. The outline. So after the outline, you take a look. The first lines of the Badei HaShulchan on page Yud Zayin. One of the fantastic things is that even though they reprinted the Badei HaShulchan, they've maintained the Tzuras Hadat, which is very, very, very good. The Badei HaShulchan on Amud Yud Zayin, he writes the following: Shasura at shetivdok im yesh lo veses kavua, avol isha she'en lo veses kavua, dehayim shelo kavasol gimel pam, ein tzorich bedika achar ones haveses. She doesn't need bedika after ones haveses. V'hine miloshan mechaber kam mashma dechatzchila miyasricha bedika. So on the one hand, the Torah in the name of the Rashba seems to hold that there's no need of bedika. Yesh Lodun had to read the Torah, but there's a lot of room to say that. The Torah said, no problem, she's okay. So what does it mean it's okay? You don't need to do bedika. What about the Lashon of the Mechaber? Shar Noshim Tzrichos Bedika, because she gave SS. Everybody needs a bedika. Except for Muberes, Meinekes, and so on. There's room to say that. Everybody needs a bedika. Their position flipped.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the Badei HaShulchan, what's that? The Badei HaShulchan's in the second packet that we had given. So the Badei HaShulchan says that, maybe look on with each other. It could be that there aren't enough. The Badei HaShulchan says that is a simple reading on the one end of the tour, but on the Mechaber, it goes in the other direction. How does he conclude? Let's continue on in the Badei HaShulchan. V'hinei meloshan mechaber kan mashma d'chatzchila miyasrich bedika bonas haveses af be'enosh v'shein kavua d'lo hisna hachdim yesh l'ves kavua. The mechaber doesn't differentiate between the two. Ela seifa v'yesh me'achronim, skip that line, shekosvu kein la'alacha v'yesh shekosvu, so he quotes a machlokis achronim in this regard. Kimdumani, that most assume, like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that whether a woman has a Veses Kavua or not, there is lechatchila, she's supposed to do a bedika. Let's say she had a flaga previously of 25 days, so for sure she needs to do bedika on her own abeinanis. However, on the 25th day as well, I think the minig olam is to follow the stimas hashulchan aruch, despite the fact. The stima of Shulchan Aruch is just that the Shulchan Aruch only differentiates between a vesa she'ena kavur or not in terms of asura ad shetivda. But the lichatchila shar nashim tzrichos bedika, all nashim require a bedika. So that's the stima of Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Badei HaShulchan is driving at. Shar nisha, everybody else needs a bedika, whether they have vesa kavur or not. And in all instances, maybe you could have argued, no, Avesta Shein, the reason why it says Shar Nashim is because even with Avesta Shein and Kavush, she needs to do by the own Abeinanis. That's what it means. Okay, Yesh Mefaltel, our job is not to be Mefaltel, our job is to learn Halacha, and when we conceptualize and we're Mefaltel, when it will help us to get at the core din. But it's the Badei HaShulchan, 2 days, not more needs to be said. As far as that, you could be mefalpel, but let's leave it at that. I want to throw out something that the Avrichim said, and then I'll take Rav Yaakov your clarification. The Avrichim suggested that it could very well be that the machlokas between the Rajba and the Shulchan Aruch, Michael and Yonatan were suggesting, and I want to come back to this, it could be that the Rajba holds that a woman who has an own abeinanis, she has one vesa, mi'ikra d'dina. A vesa she'ena kavua has a vesa. You know what that vesa is? Ona beinus. We're choshesh a little bit on the side over here, but that's a real vesa. The shach says that clearly. In kuf pei dalet bei, and this shach, these two lines, shach, is a world. Kuf pei dalet bei, I made reference to this previously. The Shach writes, Vesta, a woman who doesn't have a Vesta Kavu has Mishloshim L'Shoshim, V'cheinu B'Shatzu Poskim L'Kamon, Reish Sim and Kuf Pei Tes, we're going to get back to this when we do Kuf Pei Vav, V'hainu Im Lo Kava Vestas, Oz Mistama Vesta Kol Shloshim, U'mitoch Shloshim Mikri Shlo B'Shatz Vesta. Wow! What a formulation! I also, when I learned this, I was blown away, also like Yonatan. The Shach's formulation is, up until 30 days, it's considered shalom b'shas. I'm planting a seed now, Rabotzai. I'm planting a seed for a lot of gishmak alomdus and alach l'maisa. He says, less than 30 days, is shalom b'shas vesa. What's her vesas? Her vesas is the 30th day. If that's so, says the Rajba, there's no need for a bedika. And maybe the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Maybe Shulchan Aruch says, a woman who has a vesas, who doesn't have vesas, kavua, she has all these different chashos, on a beininess, this, that, haflaga, this, because she has to be choshesh for everything. So the chakira would be, when a woman has a vesa shein and kavua, does the halacha view it as that on a beininess, as her vesa's kavua? And you just have to also be choshesh a little bit for haflaga and chodesh, but that's her consider her vesa's kavua. And that seems to be the language of the shach, when the shach says, tosh shloshim is considered Shalo Vesta, and Shloshim is her Vesta. That might be the Shita of the Rajba that we just saw, while the Shulchan Aruch, who disagrees, the Shulchan Aruch might be suggesting that no, that in this case, you have to check all of the periods, not just the Ona Beinus, all the periods. That might be the Yisod HaMachlokis. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, return to this fundamental Chakira, an extremely important Shaila. Okay, now let's get into the details of Halacha L'Maaseh. That's already the discussion of details in the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch comes to Psak, etc., etc. But let's get to the details in terms of Halacha L'Maaseh. Clarification, Rabbi Yaakov?
And what about the
notice? He didn't answer the question. Yeah, go ahead.
The woman doesn't have.
We go back a long time together. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The woman doesn't have.
Let's discuss them based on. I think it works, but we'll discuss. Okay? Maybe I'm wrong. You know what? Even if I'm wrong, I'm planting a seed in terms of fundamental hakir, the onabenis. I think I'm right, but we'll come back. Asura adjective, though. Yeah, and the hachinog. That's how we paskin. Hachinog and Ashkenaz. I was talking of the Ashkenazim. I was responding to your question of the Ashkenazim. If you ask me according to Sfardim, then the psak was different. Einachanami. You're right, for Sfardim, the psak is going to be different. Okay, Rabotai. There is a wild Pitzchei Tshuva.
Again, sorry, I just have time for a second. In the Yeshomim, he's very, very, very specific. In the Yeshomim, he calls it that. Yeshomim, Asura, Achet, Tivko, Kivesh, Abedet, Kavua. Oh, Shum Yom, Shlosh, Achat, Pishay, No, Kavua.
No.
But Tav, Kacha, all the other Rishonim.
Ah! So you're asking now in the Badei HaShulchan that the V'yei Shomrim himself says only if you're Bodek in those two say those two instances. No. Oh, I see what he's saying. You want to say like this. You want to say that the Shir you're fine with. You just asked me afterwards that what about the Bedika? So I said, L'chura, she would require a Bedika. In a Chanami, that maybe it's only Din L'chatchil and not a Surjitiv. Correct. Nachon. I agree. I'm choser to from what I answered to your question, that the halacha would be the mikra d'dina, then they wouldn't need to do v'dika. Nachon, correct. Shkoyach Rav Yaakov. Okay, in Sif Katan Yud Zayin in the Pischei Tshuva, the Pischei Tshuva in Yud Zayin says brings down quite a fascinating chumrah. He quotes the Chavos Das. Chavos Das writes. Now, what we're doing now is getting involved in the details of the bedika. So now we've decided when yes, there's a requirement, when no. La halacha, it seems from the Badei HaShulchan, although there's room to be mefaltel, everybody needs to do a bedika b'shas vesta, vesta shena kavua, vesta kavua. At the end of the day, everybody needs to do a bedika. However, the details of the bedika, that's what we're going to discuss now. So previously was the scope of the chiyuv, and now is the nature of the bedika itself. Okay, so the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Yudzayin Kishi Yegi HaVeses writes the following: V'im Yesh Lo Shah Kavua B'Yom HaVeses Eino Tzricha Bedika Rak Osa HaShah. If we know when she normally sees, and that is that she sees on 3 o'clock every single time. So then, when does she have to do the bedika Rabosai? Obviously, 3 o'clock. She needs to put a moch dachuk. Now this is the first that we're being introduced to moch dachuk in our formal shiurim, and that is, of course, a moch dachuk is, by the way, when I say of course, it's actually not so of course. A moch dachuk in the Gemara was something different than what a moch dachuk is today. Today it is putting in the bedika cloth inside of the vaginal area and leaving it there for an extended period of time. In the time of Gemara, it was actually a contraption, it was a rod. Rav Willig Shlita holds that is very mekel on moch dachuk, which we'll get to in Mirtz Hashem, because he says it's not the moch dachuk in the Gemara, in the time of the Gemara anyhow. So, but the most do treat, when the halacha says moch dachuk, what that means is to leave the bedika cloth in the vaginal area. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Chavos Das as saying, you could do a bedika if she sees at 3 o'clock. But Rabotai, here's the question. What if she sees at varied times in the day? When are you going to check? What's the right time to check? So the Chavos Das has a chumrah. Chavos Das says you have to put a moch dachuk in. Rabotai, could I want to share with you something, but I asked that all the recorders go off. Okay? To turn off all the recorders.
This is not for anyone.
Chavos Das is suggesting that something has a tremendous, tremendous inconvenience. And that is that because we don't know when she's going to see, he's saying that she has to put a moch dachuk inside, which is extremely uncomfortable. She has to put a moch dachuk inside for the entire period of time. So in Svara, you could hear what the Chavos Das is saying. On the other hand, this is something that if we had a way to be, if the Mi'ikar Dina, there was room to be Mekel, so then in such a case there is a lot to say that this is a Chumra Yisera. So in regards to this question, what would we say in regards to the Chavis Das's Chumra? So the Chazon Ish has a good response. The world follows the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish is in the first booklet, the photocopy in the first booklet, in Pei Os Chav Beis. The quotes the Chavis Das, and the Chazon Ish, Kedarko B'Kodesh, really, whenever the Chazon Ish responds, boom, he hits it straight to the point. He quotes the Chavis Das, and he says, Kol Zeh Tamua, in the second line. It's the page right after the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan. Kol Zeh Tamua, Darei Nechleku B'Gemara Daf Tezayin Amar Alta Botka B'Shir Veses. Remember the Gemara that was Machmer, the most stringent position was that she's got to check within Shir Veses because Vestos are Doraisa. She has to have checked within this period of time. How long is that period of time? It could be a very short period of time. But it's a bedika. Ask the Chazon Ish, but if the Chavis Das was right, she should have a Moch Tochuk in there the whole time. Baruch Hashem, the Chazon Ish saved the day, and the Chazon Ish, the Minhag HaOlam, is to follow the lenient position, and that is that a Moch Tochuk is not necessary to be put in the entire day. So that's step number one in terms of the Prote Abudika. On the other hand, where's the Chazon Ish?
Yeah.
The Chazon Ish is on the second to last page, when what we call the first booklet. The first booklet, it's the third to last page, Third to last page.
Page.
Oh, it's Pei Chav Beis. Simen Pei, Os Chav Beis, three lines in, two or three lines in, right off the bat. The Chazon Ish goes for the Dechiyah. And Baruch Hashem, the Chazon Ish saved the day. The Minhag HaOlam is not to follow this Chumrah of the Chavis Das.
Does Rebbe have any extra first booklets?
For the first booklets? Yes.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I do. I have one. The Talmidei Chachamim. It could be there's a second one over there. Okay. So that's the way the Chazon Ish responds. The Chazon Ish is Diyuk. If you look on Tezayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about even the most stringent position is to do a Bedika when the time that you expect her period within the Shir Veses. But how do you know that, let's say Shir Veses is, argument's sake, I'm not speaking Le'inyan at all. Let's say Shir Veses is 10 minutes. So you checked in minute number 5. But how do you know there wasn't Dam in minute 4, 3, 2, and 1? How do you know there wasn't Dam in minute 6, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9? The answer must be that a Bedika is enough. I think it's a very strong response.
That's when you knew when exactly the Vestas was. How's that a Dicha?
But it's 10 minutes.
Okay.
But you only
take a Bedika. For 10 minutes?
First of all, let me just emphasize. What is a Bedika? A Bedika has to be done Bichurin Uvestokin. That the Pischei Tshuva says in Sifkotan Tezayin, Hainu Bichurin Uvestokin. That's very, very important. Some people make the mistake. Here is an important we were just Mekel before, here is a necessary Chumrah, and that is, it does not mean that she does a surface check, it means that she does a check that as far as her finger could go, without causing abrasion, and without causing pain, that is in which the Bedika should be done. It's not an external check on the outside of the cervix, it's supposed to be something that goes significantly inside. Okay. So that is Churin Istakin. Yonatan, you still want to say something?
Yeah, I still don't understand the Dikha of the Chazon Ish.
I think it's beautiful. Chazon Ish says at the end of the day, you're only doing a Bedika at a moment of time within whatever the window is, whether it's a window of 5 minutes or a window of a half hour. But how have you covered that entire span of time?
You don't need to.
You don't need to.
No, because it's Madar Abba. Maybe that's why.
No, the Gemara there was talking on a level of Doraisa. Gemara is there even with talking within the level of the Raisa. Remember, there I'm a rhyme here there to help. Unless you can say that the Rabbi Yenison that even the Shita held the Raisa didn't mean the Raisa. Yeshla Ayin. Okay, so that's the Raya. Now, but at the end of the day, even if we're going to reject the Chavis Das based on the Chazon Ish, it still is a complicated sugya of how she's supposed to do Bedika. When I was a Chassan, I learned like the opinion in the Badei HaShulchan from Rav Neuberger Shlita, if I am recalling correctly, that you do bedikas in all Onas Havestos, in all Onas Havestos, but you do a bedika once a day. Here's the first time I told our Rosh Kol, Rav Miller Shlita, is the first time that I noticed that Rav Miller said in the Shiurim was a little bit different than I had learned as a Chassan. Rav Miller raised the following question. Implicitly, he raised this question, and that is, at the end of the day, one bedika within 12 hours? How do you know? How do you know when the blood is going to come? The blood could come and go, and the halacha is always choshesh that you didn't notice it. So therefore, he quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Zatzal, in our booklet, Rav Moshe is the second to last page of the first booklet. You have Rav Moshe in his Tshuvas, in Chela Gimel, Simin Mem Ches. Rav Moshe has the following approach, which was not the way I was taught as a Chassan. This is the spike in New York. I described that we were taught a little bit differently. Rav Moshe writes in the second paragraph, Chelek Gimel Simin Mem Ches. Rav Moshe writes that the halacha is as follows. He says, on her Yom Avesis. First of all, Rav Moshe's machmer for the Orzarua and other things. He writes the following: Ubemeshech Ones Avesis. First word in the line is Lo Bemakom Hatzorech. Rav Moshe says, Ubemeshech Ones Avesis Shelo Tivdok Atzma Kama Pa'amim. To check herself a few times. And also she had a pad, should have a pad close to her body. This is what Ramesha says. It's Betoch Ha'ona. In the Sefer Mare Cohen. Yes. I think Ramosha was concerned that Ramosha thought that that would be a more of effective way of noticing blood, a pad, as opposed to an undergarment which would tend to be loose. I think that there is a lot of room to say what you said, Avi. That at the end of the day, it's enough to have an undergarment that's close. But Ramosha was concerned. Ramosha was concerned that. No, let's leave that. Probably not. What's that? Well, that will be also a discussion Be'ezer Hashem will discuss. The Sefer Mare Cohen quotes Rav Vosner as saying that one needs to check in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. And I found this in Rav Vosner as well. It's in the second booklet, right after the Badei HaShulchan, the next page after the Badei HaShulchan. Which is the Sikum Halachos. The Sefer Shevet Halevi is a fantastic, fantastic Sefer. Rav Vosner was a Miyuchad. And one of the fantastic features of both Rav Vosner Zatzal Sefer and Yibad L'Chaim, Rav Nissim Karelis' Sefer, is that at the end they go through the Shulchan Aruch. You got the Shulchan Aruch on the top. It's very well organized, clear paragraphs, etc., etc. And then in the back of the Sefer, a Talmud did an amazing job. He summarizes all the Shiurim with their halachos, halacha lemaisa. Basically, he takes all the shiurim and he just summarizes the halacha lemaisa of it in two or three sentences. So over there, that's what I photocopied from you. Sikum halachos on page Shin Pei Beis from the Shiurei Shevet Alevi, where he says exactly what the Mari Cohen quotes in his name. He says that if she doesn't have a shah kavuat, it's five lines in, tov livdo gimel pa'amim. Ba'onaz yom, begimels manim, ba'yom. Number one, kishakama b'boker. Number two, b'tzarayim. Number three, lefnei ashkia. Because again, the Shevet Alevi, they're really coming from the Chavos Das's problem. So the Chazon Ish has a good raya that we don't have to be machmer for the Chavos Das. At the end of the day, but it's a shot in the dark. The bedika is a shot in the dark. So the Shevet Alevi has you doing bedikas three times. Rav Nissim Karelitz says l'chatzila you should do twice, and he says if you're going to do once, you should do at the end of the day. And as I mentioned, I had learned that the bedika is once a day, and my Rabbi Rav Nevinzel Shlita today, I approached him, and I asked him, and he said, Meikar Dedina, well, you could tell, assure the Avrichim that Meikar Dedina, we follow those who say it should be done once a day. Could be that Rav Nissim Karelitz's suggestion is appropriate, and that is to do it towards the second half of the day. On the other hand, we have to take into account that women are a lot busier today than they used to be, and therefore, if a woman knows that she's going to be very busy in the afternoon, and she's going to be less likely to be able to do a bedikah, so then in such a case, one should do it in the morning. But the minhag ha'olam, that's how I learned it as a chassan, which you see the extremes. You have the chavos das that has the moch dochuk in, and it's mistaber, but then once the Chazon Ish tore that up in terms of halacha lemaisa, at the end of the day, we're stuck with a problem, and that is, what time do you do the bedikah? Once upon a time, we had a shir veses, etc., etc., the particular time that she saw. Nowadays, it's different, but the minhag ha'olam, I believe, as I heard from my Rebbe, is to be mekel. Finally, no. He said, it seemed to me from his words that it was any time during the day would be acceptable. That we should teach it as mikra d'dina, any time of the day is acceptable. I did not discuss on Rav Nissim Karelitz's suggestion that should be done, as quoted in the Mari Cohen, kuf peches, that should be done at the end of the day. What's that? All vestas. All vestas that were choshish that you need to do bedikah. Anytime you need to do bedikah, once a day. We're not talking about shivanikim. Shivanikim, some of the posts can point out, the Mari Cohen raises this, that when it comes to shivanikim, the Ramah says that you do twice a day. That's what the Ramah writes. But here, there's nothing explicit. So the first thing you have explicit is the Chavos Das and Chumrah. You're blown out of the water. Starts out with the Chavos Das and Chumrah. So you chip away at the Chavos Das. Okay. The Pisgei Tshuva goes on. It's Sifkatan Yudches, and he says, what happens if the Bedika cloth was lost? Take a look at the Pisgei Tshuva Sifkatan Yudches. Here Gisha, Vimbotka Atma Venevada Eid. If she checked herself and the bedikah cloth was lost, asura, the shuv like a raya, mehad elori gisha. You have to be choshe shel chumra. You have to be choshe shel chumra. How do you know? It's her veset. You anticipate. And how do you know that it wasn't, that she was tahora? And if you'll argue she didn't have argasha, we have a very, very important rule. And that is a bedikah kamaska argasha. And if the bedikah kamaska argasha, therefore the Pesach Tshuva argues that we should be Machmir. However, once again, the poskeis manenu do not follow this chumrah of the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das, what's that? The chumrah is that if she lost the bedikah cloth in her own asavestas, then you have to be machmir. That to be choshish that her period came. And she's tmeah. Oh, so what? Excellent point. So what about her doing another check? So now you got a problem, because again, the old problem that we had, the Chavos Das would say it's not good enough. Said, what worked for 5 minutes ago, how do you know that 5 minutes ago she saw her period, maybe, and now it's lost? But
what if she's doing a bedika for, she saw...
Let's only talk about this case, bedika of Vesas, yes.
Kavua.
Or Eino Kavua. What would the Chavos Das say about an Eino Kavua?
So,
the Chavos Das says, at the end of the day, you have to be choshesh that there was a hargasha, and since her orach bizmano ba, according to halacha, she's asura ad shetivdo. That's the
sakseka, no?
Oh, so he discovered, very good, the Pisgei Tshuva raises the possibility, no, not the Pisgei Tshuva, the Shevet Alevi raises the possibility of svek sveka. And, but even before the Shevet Alevi raises svek sveka, if you take a look at the last photocopy of the second booklet, the Shevet Alevi is cholek on the Chavos Das lahalacha. Once again, we have the poskim cutting down the chumrah of the Chavos Das. In the second column of Inyan Halacha Yeshlomar, Tam de lo chashina binevad, he quotes the chumrah of the Chavos Das, and he says, wait a second, this is blowing things out of proportion, says the Shevet Alevi. This is a chumrah gone wild. What does the Revozner say? So, mi'ikra adin muteres below bedika, afil the veses kavua. Mi'ikra adina, even if she has the veses kavua, we paskin like those who say that vestos are the rabbanan. So it's a chumra, bedika is a chumra. Va'afilu yeshomer ma'machmir ma'akar chachenim is fake of ados teros adam. Our stringent opinion that the Ramah says, v'hochinos, that Rav Yaakov was bothered by, that I'm not talking enough about the more lenient position, because I'm an Ashkenazi. So at the end of the day, he says, V'hochi knows that the halacha is that you have to be machmir on what? You have to be machmir and do a bedikah at asura kshetivdav, but that doesn't mean we really believe that there was blood. It's that there was a chumrah midrabban that you got to do a bedikah. But that's not enough to turn her into a badai nida, or even a suffix nida. It's not enough. That's what he says. Second column, Dibra Maskul Inyan Halacha. That's not enough to turn her into a suffix nida, and therefore Rav Ozner says the halacha is that she is going to be muteret. Rav Ozner then uses Rav Yonatan, your line of thinking of Svek Sveika as well. The bottom line is that if a woman loses a bedikah cloth and there's no, now I want to emphasize, there's no reason to believe that the bedikah cloth was problematic. We'll have to discuss with Rav Weitzman Shlita what happens if there's reason to believe that the bedikah cloth is problematic. But there was no reason to believe that the bedikah cloth was problematic. So then, in such a case, the halacha is that she's going to be muteret and kim dumani. The minig is to follow the Shevet Halevi. Okay, let us begin a new topic. We are now going to go to Sif Yud Aleph. Here, we did Sif Yud already. We've done Sif Yud. We're going to go to Sif Yud Aleph. We're going to start the way Rav Miller Shlita does it. We'll start reading the Shulchan Aruch first, and then we'll work backward, then we'll review the appropriate terms from the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Mechaber. Rav Twersky Shlita says, every sugya has its own dynamic. How you teach every sugya, sometimes you start with the Gemara first, sometimes you start, every sugya has its own dynamic. Also, it depends on how long you've been learning for. If you've been learning for an hour already, you know, it's a little bit easier if you start with the Shulchan Aruch. There's so many different variables. So let's take a look, but also the sugya itself. Let's take a look. Kuf Pei Dal Yud Aleph. Isha Shiyesh Levesus LeYamin VeYigia Shas Vesta Aso Lavo La Ad Shiyishalena. If a woman anticipates, a couple anticipates her Veses, in other words, she saw last month after 25 days, and now it's the 25th day, so then the husband's not allowed to have relations with her until he asks her if her period came. V'mein La Veses Yom Shloshim Yosav Yigia Shas Veses. And if she doesn't have Vesas, the 30th day is like Yigia Shas Vesa. Vim Shasa Achar Vesa Shiur. Shetispar Vititfal Bala Ve'en Tzarech Lishpa. However, if he waits for a period of time that she would go to the mikvah, so then in such a case, they could have relations and he doesn't need to ask her. Now, this is based on important Gemara. Now, I want to read with you the Gemara for two reasons. Number one, in the next few weeks, this Gemara is going to be one of the most important Gemaras, so let us get familiar with the Gemara, A. B is that there's an important point in Pshat that emerges from the Gemara that's just relevant in terms of understanding the background as well. Let's take a look. Let's do a four-minute, five-minute foray into Talmud Bavli, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. Take a look at the Mishnah, take a look at the basic Amoraim, to be familiar with these basic shitas of the Gemara, and then see what the Gra points out is unique about our sugya. The Mishnah says, on Tezvav HaMenal, Kol anoshim b'cheskes tahara lebaleyen, every woman has a cheskes tahara, abom min haderech nishen lehen b'cheskes tahara. That when someone comes and returns, she is b'cheskes tahara. He returns from a trip. He could assume that his wife is Tahora, and he doesn't even need to ask. Okay. Says the Gemara, let's start with Reish Lakish. Five lines into the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish Rishum Rav Yehuda Nesiya, V'hu Sheba U'matza B'toch Yimei Onasa. This halacha is only if he came before the Ona. By the way, the terms over here in the Gemara, Kedarko, is not so clear. Rashi explains Betochi Meonasa means that he came within 30 days, and Rashi here writes that a regular Ona is 30 days. That's going to be a very, very important Rashi for later on. Let me just go through Shitas, and then Isaac, take your clarification. Amar Rav Huna lo shanu elo shein lavesas. Avol yesh lavesas, also a shamish. If she has a vesas, she can't have relations. Klape Laya says, Adrabba Ibcha Mistavra. Ain La Vesas, if she doesn't have Vesas, Ema Chazoi. Then how do you know that even within 30 days she didn't see? Because she's erratic. Yesh La Vesas, Vesas Kavir. But if she has a Vesas, then you know if her Vesas didn't come, she's okay. Eli Yitzmar, Hachi Yitzmar. But rather the Gemara changes itself. I know I'm going a little bit quickly through the Gemara. You go through it slowly on your own. I just want to get to the important shittas over here that are relevant for us now. Amar Avuna lo shanu el shalo yia shas vesta. Al yia shas vesta sura kasar vestos daraisa. One opinion over here is that when our Mishnah says he could have relations is only when her vesas, didn't come. But if her vesas came, you have to be choshesh. Why? Because vestos daraisa. Rabbi Barachana Amar Afilu Giyashas Vesta Nami Muteres. Rabbi Barachana says that you could be Mekel even if her Vesas comes. Why? Kasavar Vestos Drabban. He holds Vestos Drabban. So yeah, you ignore the Vesas. That's it. Her Vesas came, Vesas didn't come. Have relations without asking any questions. These are two very important shittas, Rav Huna and Rav Barachana, for our sugya. The other shittas are also going to be very, very important for other sugyas as well. Then the Gemara quotes the shita Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan appears 8 lines from the top on Tezvav on the base. I would like you to go through the whole flow of the Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel Mishmed Rav Yochanan, Isha Yesh La Veses, Baila Mechashev Yimei Vesto Baalel. Rav Yochanan is not as lenient at first glance as Rabbi Barbar Chana. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second, you just can't assume that her period didn't come just because Vestos Rabbanan, but rather the halacha is that you need to calculate, wait a second, if she got her period, I've been away for a long time, if she got her period, did she have enough time to go to the mikveh? If she did, then he doesn't have to ask. If she didn't have enough time to go to the mikveh, then you gotta ask. Okay. Of course she's nemenes, right? That's a din d'oraisa. The safra la, the shimon akim, that she's believed to count 7 days, and she's tahora, and we're going to get into the details of her nemenes, but at the end of the day, our wives become the source of all nemenes of an eid echad. That's a musar gadol ma'od. Source of all nemenes of an eid echad. If a person, for whatever reason, has a trust issue, chas v'chalil, with their spouse, it's a din d'oraisa, that the source of all nemonos is one's wife. Yes, there was a couple of clarifications, Avram, okay? What's that? Ah, we're going to get to that later on, and that is a young girl. That means a young girl, very good. Okay, so now, Tosas has a bomb question on the middle opinion that we discussed. There were 3 opinions. Rav Huna said, Vestos d'oraisa. Vesos the rice, of course, she's asura if you expect her vesos. Rabbi Arachana says, Vesos the Rabban, and you don't have to worry about it. What? Asks Tosas. Just because her vestos are the Rabbanan, all of a sudden you could be Mekel? What about Vizartan B'nai Yisrael Tumasam? You throwing it out the window? No one throws it out the window. We had a previous shiurim, Kuf Pei Dalet Aleph and Beis. This is the Raisa, the Rabbanan, this and that. But Vizartan B'nai Yisrael Tumasam is a din. That is a din that's on the books, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So Tosas is Matchik. He learns the following Chidush. 3 lines from the bottom. Says Tosas, Vesos the Rabbanan is not enough. V'yesh Lomar. Tosas says it must be that even according to Rabbi Arachana, it's only that there was enough time that had passed that she would have been able to go to the mikvah. Because even if you can say Vestos Drabbanan, she needs to go to the mikvah. Hence, the Gra comments on our Shulchan Aruch. Now, what I just did is I summarized the Beis Yosef according to the Rajba. But I didn't do it in the Beis Yosef, I did it with the Gemara, and the reason I did it this way, as opposed to last time I did, when we started with the Beis Yosef, is because this Gemara I want you to slowly get familiar with, because this is a very, very important Gemara. I want you already, again, plant the seeds to know these shittas. So if you take a look at the Gra then just filters the different shittas over here that are at play in our Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gra in Sif Katan Chaf Hei. Chafei said, it was corresponding to a Shulchan Aruch that says, Isha sheyesh la vesel yom levad, v'giyah sheyesh vesel, asa lava la'at sheyeshalena. V'im ein la vesel, havik yigiyah sheyesh vesel. Says the Gra, kireish lakish v'ravuna. V'af rabba v'arachana lo polig alayu, elkish sheyesh shiru k'moshe kasatosis. The Gra is bothered by Akasha. The Gra is bothered at the end of the day. Who says that you have to ask her? Only those who hold vestos are d'oraisa. And we've seen the Beis Yosef and the Gra feel very stark that vestos are d'rabban. A couple of the Avrichim pointed out to me, different Gras, that say very strongly that vestos are d'rabban. And here the Gra and the Beis Yosef agree. The Gra is much more partial than the Pischei Tshuva and the Chassam Sofer v'Amevin Yavin. And the Gra says the vestos are d'rabban. If that's so, didn't the Gemara say Rama Bar Rachana holds that vestos are d'rabban, they could have relations? So the answer is no. Because the Gra holds that the Mechaber, as is clear when you read the Beis Yosef, that he quotes from the Rajba, both the Beis Yosef going with the Rajba, as well as the Mechaber going with the Tosas, say the same thing. That even though vestos d'rabban, it doesn't make sense to be mekel off the bat, you have to be matzik and say that we're talking about, that, like Tosas had said, that despite the fact that vessels is drabbanan, that the halacha is that she's going to be mutter only if she has the time going to mikvah. The Gra points out that the Rambam seems to disagree, but he says at the end of the day, the Rambam is very, very hard to understand. That even though the Rambam seems to say that he doesn't even have to ask her at all, the Gra goes on to say. But at the end of the day, what about Vizartan B'nei Yisrael Mitumasim, the frat of Amevin Yavin Levas Rambam that says Vizartan B'nei Yisrael Tumasim is a dinda raisa? It's really, really hard to understand, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch reads in that particular manner that he has to do the counting, even though at first glance Rabbi Baruch Hanna seems to be makel across the board. We have to pull our thumbs and say that this is important. Okay, and say that the halacha is that he has to make that cheshbon. Okay, so this is not very much halacha l'maaseh shaila, but everybody needs to know that if his wife has any cheskas tuma, then he needs to ask her if she's tahora or not. We're going to discuss later on what happens if he doesn't ask her, but it's obvious by the way she's acting that she is tahora. She comes over and she gives him a kiss. So in such a case, is that enough? Or he still has to ask her. She would never do that. They've never been nichshal before. Is that enough? Or does she need to say bepem mole? That does he need to ask her? Or is a maisa that's mochiach enough? So that Mirtz Hashem we'll discuss later on. So there is something that's tangential to the sif that's also very, very important. The Ber Heitev in Sifkatan Tezayin adds a tangential comment from the Smat. Everybody should see Be'er Heitev, Sifkot and Tezayin, second half from the Smag. The Ayin B'Smag D'Kosov, D'Osur Li'isha Lamod B'Mei Tumasa, Ela Le'yeshla Litbo Miyad, V'Chein Kosvu Ha'achroni. What's the Svar of the Smag? The Smag says beautifully. What did we say? We said that the husband calculates how long it would take for her to go to the mikvah, and then he doesn't need to ask her if she's tar. Says the Smag, if that's so, the woman's got to cooperate with the Schezman. The woman has to go to the mikveh at that time. If the woman doesn't go to the mikveh at that time, then the husband's Schezman could be off. He could Schezman that she was able to go to the mikveh, but who says that she did? No. The halacha is that you don't have to ask her if you Schezman that she was able to go to the mikvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Shulchan Aruch said, "Vim shasa achra vesa shiur shetispar v'titbo bo levein tzarech lishol." It says the smag, that's my knetch on the smag. I think that's what the smag means. Smag says, but the wife's got to cooperate. If she doesn't cooperate with the system, it's not going to work. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan is cholek, and this comes up often halacha l'maisa in a backhanded way. And this is something that's a big hack. It's a big hack. And that is, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that Ro'im Maisim B'chol Yom, that's not this way. Here's the Aruch HaShulchan's words. I did not photocopy this for you from the Aruch HaShulchan. Kuf Pei Dal Nun. It should be easy for you to hear me read it. Omnam ani shoel sheila acheres. Sharei anu roi maisin b'chol yom b'chol tfutzos Yisrael. Kishabal b'derech eino yishol b'chas l'tfila. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag today is that women don't go to the mikvah when their husband is away. Ve'eich omer hashas d'shem atavla. So you can't make this cheshbon. So I would present it as, I don't know if my rabbein presented it this way, but I would present it as the Aruch HaShulchan seems to suggest that a woman does not go to the mikvah per se when her husband is away, while the smag and the Be'er Heitev astutely points out, based on the smag, that if the Shulchan Aruch Halacha is going to work, it would sound like that she does go to the mikvah when her husband is away. Now this happens. This happens. It's not been once, not been twice that I've been asked, what if my husband is away? Should I go to the mikvah or should I wait? So first question I'll ask is to make a big difference in terms of tircha and things like that, etc., etc. But what is the lechatchila? What is the lechatchila? If everything else is equal, what's the lechatchila of whether she should go to the mikvah, whether her husband is away? Now they have some Kabbalah stuff on this inyan. My wife had told me some strange things. What's this?
A knife.
Sleeping with a knife under the pillow? That's if she did go to the mikvah, right? If she goes to the mikvah, I don't know where this came from. It's not in my Shulchan Aruch. It's not in my Aruch HaShulchan. So I didn't have the chutzpah to ask from Nevin Sal about that. He would shack me on the spot with a knife. So I don't know where this comes from, but 2 days. Okay. So by the way, I want to point out that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that the Gemara only said it when it was talking b'taharos, in the time of taharos. So then the woman was also in truth. She was giving, when her husband is away, she's busy at work, she's got to take care of everything in the house. So she's taking care of the trumas and stuff like that. So when we were Osek B'taros, that's what the Gemara was talking about. The Aruch HaShulchan says the whole halacha falls away. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that's why the Rambam didn't bring down this halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan is discussing the Rambam doesn't bring down that halacha because it was B'taros. That's the whole shtickle Torah that the Aruch HaShulchan says. But Kim Dumani, this is not the approach of the Shulchan Aruch. And Mari V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita said that a woman should go to the mikvah. And this is a classic moment. This Rabbi Bino will say will be censored in the yeshivisha world, but Rav Nevinson, when I was discussing this halach with him this past summer, so he told me I was in Lebanon. Rav Nevinson served went to visit his talmidim in Lebanon. He was a chaplain for the army, and he used to go and he learned with the boys in Yeshiva Hakotel. In fact, that's the time where the legend about when Rav Nevinson leaves Eretz Yisrael, he flies in the back of the plane and he flies in the front of the plane. So I asked him, "What's the story?" It's a true story. But it was really strange, was it? He asks the Rosh Yeshiva to order him first class all the way in the front when he goes back, and he sits all the way there. The details somehow didn't add up. So the answer is, he told me that that's true. He said that when he was in the army, so when he flew out for Chutzlar, so it's a big cargo plane. The soldiers don't sit on first class chairs. They it's a cargo plane. You could be in the front, you could be in the back. He was makpid that when he left Eretz Yisrael, he sat in the back when he went to Lebanon, and when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, he sat in the front. So he said he lives as Avas Eretz Yisrael, and he said that there was once a time when he was in Lebanon that there was a soldier that was able to go home for a day or two, and the soldier told him that, oh no, it was less than a day or two, he was able to be home for only for 6 hours. And Rav Nevinson, and he told the soldier, it must have been some Shaila Hilchos Nida, that must have been why the soldier told Rav Nevinson this, but he said, Rav Nevinson said that his soldier told him that his wife didn't know, but she had gone to the mikvah anyhow. And Rav Nevinson told it to me, his eyes lit up, that he felt the joy of the couple 30 years later. His eyes lit up, that he was happy that she had gone to the mikvah. And he brought this as a raya that you never know that Beis Hashem, the husband should come home quicker as opposed to longer, and that you should never know. And therefore, that lichatchila, if all variables are equal, so in such a case one should go to the mikvah at the appropriate night, even though there are other Chashos, as mentioned, those we don't understand. Those that we do understand, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Minhag Olam is not that way. And I think a close reading of the Shulchan Aruch comes to that conclusion. Okay. I think we'll stop here. I think that makes a lot of sense. What will come out is that we will end up being up to Hilchos Nida number 5. That's Beis Hashem what we're going to be up to, even though that will be the 6th shir or the 7th shir. This is the 5th shir. This Amir Hashem, Hilchos Nida number 5 will just become Hilchos Nida number 6. We'll cut through this like butter, Beis Hashem. The first two topics we should be able to get through quickly. Tzedik Prisha for Muberet Menekes, Adin Charada. So, Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to do all of page number 5, Emir Hashem, this coming Monday. Have a great, great Shabbos. Looking forward to speaking and learning in the Beis Medrash. Yeah, of course, Rafi. And hopefully this works. Because mine is...